Gamar Joba from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Georgia update from the 21st of March, 2024. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Speaker Shalva Papuashvili said that Parliament will override President Zurabashvili's veto against changes in the electoral code. President vetoed amendments to the election code focused on the selection process of the members and chairperson of the Central Election Commission, or CEC. Papuashvili insists the veto lacks a solid basis, inaccurately saying that the changes align with European standards and the Venice Commission views. He suggested that the president's move could fuel opposition protests post-election, accusing opposition forces of plotting to control election administration. Parliamentary elections will take place on the 26th of October. Following the CEC mess, on Monday the 18th, the EU slammed the opening of the Russian presidential so-called election polling station in Abkhazia and South Ossetia, according to the EU and Georgia. This move strikes against the nation's sovereignty. Amidst this, Putin's nationally orchestrated show of loyalty, which he comically pretends was an actual election, created a combination of eye-rolling and yawning internationally. On Monday the 18th, Jens Stoltenberg, NATO Secretary General, was in Georgia and held a press conference with President Salome Zurabashvili and Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze. He talked about the partnership between the alliance and the country and how Georgia and NATO are tackling Black Sea security together. He wants Georgia to have closer ties with NATO and the EU. On Tuesday the 19th, President Salome Zurabashvili and Stoltenberg gave a long interview about Georgia's Euro-Atlantic journey. They gave the interview at the Orbeliani Palace, talked about Russia's actions in Ukraine, rallying of international support for Ukraine, and the ripple effect on regional security, especially concerning the Black Sea. Zurabashvili did not mince words on the state-sponsored loyalty exercise that Putin pretended was an election that was also held in Georgia's occupied spots, as we just mentioned, saying they go against Georgia's sovereignty. Moving on to the economy, on Wednesday the 20th, Georgia's export game to Romania hit almost a 7,000% increase, vaulting Romania into the top 10 destinations for Georgian goods. First couple of months of this year saw exports worth over $9 million. Any listeners have any idea what those exports to Romania were? We tried to figure it out, but I have no idea. We'll follow up if we do and let you know. More good news. Starting Monday the 18th, Georgia stepped up its game with a big international tender for Anatolia's marine infrastructure. World Bank's procurement rules guide this process with the aim of picking the best design and construction team. Bidders have 45 days to get their questions answered and proposals ready. The move signals a major upgrade for Anatolia, promising to boost its role in the region's maritime activities. Strange after just a few years back when Otsneva tried to sabotage it. On Tuesday the 19th, the Asia Development Bank, or ADB, rolled out a strategy to transform Georgia into a green and inclusive regional hub from 2024 to 2028. This plan focuses on investment reforms, knowledge sharing to spur sustainable growth, emphasizing climate action, private sector growth, and regional ties. ADB's continued support aims to leverage Georgia's strategic location for broader regional connectivity, enhancing its role as a key gateway between Europe, Caucasus, and Central Asia. Well, that all sounds great. Now, what are they actually spending the money of the loan on? Next up, on Sunday the 17th, Irakli Karseladze, Minister of Regional Development and Infrastructure, announced the Zestaponi Bypass Road is opening in May, finally marking the end of construction for the Soropani-Argveta section of the Rikoti Pass. The new route promises smoother and safer travel, part of a bigger project that includes 97 bridges and 51 tunnels. On Monday the 18th, UN and Georgia raised concerns about a proposed tax cut on certain tobacco products. They argued it could damage public health and economic growth, undoing progress in tobacco control. Despite past successes in reducing tobacco use and its economic impact, the change could increase consumption by making cheaper tobacco products more available, conflicting with Georgia's health policies and EU aspirations. The UN urges maintaining or increasing taxes on all tobacco products to support sustainable development and protect public health, even in an election year. On Thursday the 21st, Massimo D'Antuono, Italy's ambassador to Georgia, and Nunu Miskovich from Georgia's Education World caught up to chat about educational programs linking the two countries. They revisited scholarship programs that started in 2018, making it easier for Georgian students to study in Italy. They brainstormed on teaming up with more Italian universities. News on tourism. On Friday the 15th, Georgia National Tourism Administration unveiled a new digital platform aimed at improving how the private sector engages with international tourism expos. Its online portal will streamline the process for registering for global tourism exhibitions, promising a fair and transparent selection of participants throughout its algorithm. Goal is improvement of Georgia's tourism sector, opening up new opportunities for local business on the international stage. On a related note, on Tuesday the 19th, Georgia went to Prague to the Holiday World and Regional World Exhibition. There were over 300 participants from 30 countries and 30,000 visitors. Thursday the 21st, Georgia National Tourism Administration hit the ground running at the Pure Meeting and Events Conference in Paris. They joined over 600 big names from the European business tourism world, including hotels, airlines, congress centers, chat about future partnerships. In cultural updates, some Georgian artists were in Berlin and Hamburg with their captivating exhibitions. For instance, Guga Kakabadze brings to life the allure of old doors and gates. Some sports news. On Thursday the 21st, Tbilisi Mayor Kaladze has been getting the city ready for the Georgia versus Luxembourg football match with big screens set up for fans. He's also doing stuff in Vake with a new soil restraining wall for safety and smoother drives. Didube residents are getting a parking system makeover to keep those streets clean and cleared of cars. Public transport is allegedly getting a boost with more buses and less waiting. Let's see. And to close this edition, President Zurabashvili is set to honor UFC champion Ilia Topuria with a prestigious Order of Honor, highlighting his outstanding achievements and national pride. Topuria's recognition follows his impressive performance in the UFC, underscoring his role as a source of inspiration for many. And that's it for this week. Remember, you want people to admire and respect you, or you want to get a great present for somebody you care about, or you just want to help us out, buy one of our really great environmentally friendly t-shirts. They're made of 100% unbleached organic cotton and grown in Jindin, Texas, spun in it in the Carolinas, sewn and printed in Missouri. To buy one, follow the link in our show notes. Nachmandis.